The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Ontario Provincial Police are reviewing video of an on-duty officer expressing solidarity with an anti-Trudeau protester. It's raising questions about the safety of the Prime Minister and the professionalism of the police. Tom Perry reports.
He's already here. Do you know where he'll be coming out?
He came in this way and then just U'd in, so...
One protester recording a brief conversation with an Ontario Provincial Police officer who lets him know the Prime Minister has already arrived, and then keeps talking.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
I'm on board with you guys.
Yeah.
But just no profanity.
Yeah.
The conversation continues, with the officer assuring the protester there are 6,000 OPP members, and he's pretty sure not all of them voted for Trudeau. Acting Staff Sergeant Robert Simpson says the force is aware of the online post and the matter is under review.
The video has raised concerns about professionalism and depicts opinions that are not in line with the OPP's values.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wouldn't comment on the video, saying only that in Canada there is a right to peaceful protest. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
Quebec's power utility is looking at pulling the plug on its electric vehicle charging stations and giving that power to private companies who say they're more than ready to hook up. Lauren McCallan reports.
Hydro-Quebec operates 5,500 EV charging stations across the province as part of its Circuit Électrique. It plans to add 7,000 more over the next 6 years. But gas station operators have been pressuring the province to let them in on the action. The head of Hydro-Quebec's Circuit Électrique, France Lampron, says the utility is ready to let that happen.
Donc nous, on est là pour donner l'impulsion.
Lampron says Hydro got the ball rolling, and once the private sector gets into the game, the utility will pull out. The head of the association that represents 85% of all gas station operators in Quebec points out there are already privately owned charging stations in the province. Sonia Marcotte says those stations are best placed to offer the service, and she acknowledges the price could rise. She says there will be competition and prices will vary depending on supply and demand. Lauren McCallum, CBC News, Montreal.
Foreign interest in northern resources and what that means for Arctic security. That theme came up this week at the Nunavut Mining Symposium. Former Senator Penis Patterson moderated the panel. He says it's hard to raise capital in the territory.
Because of the remoteness, the high cost, the lack of transportation infrastructure. So get to know your partners. Make sure that you understand where they're coming from. Be wary.
Patterson says private companies should be cautious who they do business with and should be aware of the regulations protecting them. Burton Cummings has spoken to CBC News about a dispute over who can play songs written and performed by the Guess Who. That storied Winnipeg band is responsible for countless hits. But this month, Cummings ended the performance rights agreement for songs he wrote while with the band. At issue is a band touring under the Guess Who name and playing the songs. Since Cummings pulled the rights to his songs, the other band has canceled shows. Cummings quotes a friend who posted out about the dispute online.
They're like a band of bank robbers who are upset that the bank they have been robbing for years had decided to improve their security to prevent any future robberies. It's as simple, you know, the bank. Let's put it this way. The bank is now closed.
Cummings says he is still happy to grant access to his songs to those who ask. And he doesn't rule out a return to his hometown of Winnipeg, where he'll play those songs himself. That is your World This Hour. Get all the news you need, anytime, anywhere. Download Canada's news app, the free CBC News app, today. Now with 18 live local streams. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.